50 years ago. On behalf of the Winter Sports Committee, Jim McGonigal made presentations to John Dextrous, to announcer Jim Dixon of Unity and judges Don Mitchell of Maidstone, Tom Kitchen of Waseca, Alex McAleer of Winter and Lawrence Prongua of Winter. 34 planes flew into the Unity, Landis, North Battleford and bigger airports to take part in a poker run sponsored by the 99s Inc., an international organization of licensed women pilots. At Unity 4-H Achievement Days, senior Shirley Bloder was recognized for having the best record book in the Beef Club and tied with Anne Kirkland for the best record book in the Sewing Club. For the juniors, Karen Sword had the best beef record book while Kathy Kirkland had the best sewing record book. 20 years ago, although Carrie Baker, Unity's economic development officer, had started the process in November of 2021 to silence the train whistles in Unity, they continued to blast late into the night, much to the chagrin of many residents. Baker said he'd been in contact with CN almost weekly for the past year, but the stop whistle order was still pending. A reunion was planned for students of Starvu School, a one-room schoolhouse which stood 12 miles north of Wilkie. The school had closed in 1965. Ken Ziegler and Howard Wallace, who owned the land for the former two-acre school site, were organizing the reunion. The Unity, Wilkie, Macklin RCMP had a new boss when Sergeant Tammy Murray took charge of the detachment.